Jonathan Lamas, LamathJonathan, 102566. My heel hurts. Jonathan is a 56-year-old gentleman who complains of left heel pain. He says it's been swollen. He jumped off a excavator about 4 foot high, and since then has had pain in his heel. He also has a knee that was replaced on the left side, and has had some problem with his left knee. But that period. In the paragraph, he's had no fever, chills, nausea, vomiting, metamucosis, seizure, or convulsions, period. Only medical problems he has is hypertension. Medication, nifedipine, 30 milligrams, once a day. Family history, hypertension, coronary artery disease, cancer. Prostate cancer, no colon cancer reported. Last maintenance exam was a PSA and blood work done by a urologist. They recommended to have colonoscopy, but he didn't have the money at the time. Social, he's been going through a divorce for 2 years. He's under a lot of stress. He smokes. He doesn't drink alcohol. Surgery, left knee replacement. Allergy, none. COVID immunization, none. Colonoscopy still needed under maintenance, but he's not interested at this time. He's alert. He's awake. He doesn't have any issues or problems with shortness of breath, cough, or congestion. He weighs 200 pounds, 96%, 97.6, 16, 74, 129 over 84. Heart positive, phone positive, still lungs are clear. Abdomen soft. Make sure your skin shows no rash. Their left heel is very sensitive to touch. And there's also some pain. I'm sorry. There's also some swelling around the ankle. Assessment number one, left heel pain. X-rays of the left heel shows no fracture, no heel spurs. Number two, X-rays of the ankle shows no abnormality. Number three, because of the redness and the heat around the heel, one must consider a possible foreign body. None was seen, but nevertheless, we're going to treat him with rosefenogram and Augmentin 875 plus Toradol 60 milligram for pain. Next number, he's also going to receive Augmentin 875 at home plus Toradol 10 milligram and Medrol dose back at home. Next number, we looked at his legs, especially the left side, to make sure he has no DVT. None was found. Next number, we looked at his heart because of long-standing hypertension. LVH noted. Next number, his prostate slightly enlarged. Next number, liver appears fatty. Next number, gallbladder within normal limits. Next number, call me tomorrow. Next number, must stay off the foot because I believe this has been going on for some time since he hasn't stayed off of it and he's been walking. Next number, no evidence of bone spur noted. Next number, my goal is to do a CT scan in 24 to 48 hours, if not improved. Next number, finding discussed with patient at length. Next number, he's going to call me in 24 hours. Next number, if develops cough, congestion, pain in the calf, redness, heat, or any other symptoms that returns, he will go to the emergency room to be ruled out for other issues and problems. Next number, he does have some carotid stenosis that needs to be followed on a yearly basis. Nothing hemodynamically unstable at this time. Next number is BPH discussed with patient. Next number, patient is has asked ample questions, lots of questions, and is agreeable to plans mentioned above. Thank you.